Take as long as you want. Take as long as you want. It's all yours, as long as you want.
After this wonderful speech, Thibaut, I will be very brief. Because I had also a sermon at the Mass. I will only just say my impression about this meeting. I'm sure that in your face I can read the face of all the 14,000 seculars, American seculars. So when I say my impression about this week, I'm sure that I'm speaking about the other seculars here in the United States of America. Wow. So the first impression that I have about you and your life, I can see a good organization and communication. I see a love and happiness expressed externally with words among you, hugs, smiles, and especially laughter. I think it is real because it is not for one time, for one day, but it is every day and every hour of the day. Your formation program, very excellent programs. And the formation for lay seculars is something that makes me happy, because you didn't expect only from the spiritual assistance for the formation. It's something, is a solution, somehow is a solution of the currency of the spiritual assistance. The permanent formation, good, because the communication among you is very good. I read the report of the national minister that was lamenting, saying too much text of formation. And at the international level, you know, we don't know what kind of manual we must adopt. I'm sure that the formation at the international level, it is in its initial stage. We are still discussing what's better to give to all the seculars in the world. But I am sure that we can speak in one way about formation, because every formation must be distinct and diverse according to the culture and the place. But we are trying at the international level. Your life of fraternity is very good. But there is a global fraternity. A global fraternity that you want to reach through the Franciscan Association, like FI, FMS, FA FAN, or Franciscan Family Apostolate, CRS, and others. which is good. I don't know if I am right or not, but I must say something about the international fraternity of the SFO. Even in our meeting, they were speaking about giving money through Red Cross or something. And I opposed that idea because I said, if you believe in fraternity, first you must help your brothers and sisters in Haiti. Then through them you can pass, through them only, you can pass your money, the money of the international fraternity of SFO, to others. So it is good to see you to be involved in many social activity through these many associations. But you must be also reminded that you have more than 400,000 brothers in the world. And your first duty, I think, it is to help them. But please don't repeat the mistake of the first order. I am a Capuchin. There is a province of the Capuchins in Eritrea and Ethiopia. The good Capuchins, it is, humanly speaking, it is logic and it is true. If you are brothers, we must make some kind of solidarity. There is a solidarity fund, and money is sent to Eritrea, to Ethiopia. But they want us to make rich us at the international level, or at the us at the Western level are rich. I don't think this is a good idea. They must help us to be good Capuchins, definitely. So that is why I'm saying, don't repeat the mistake, we can say, of most of the orders or congregations that giving so much money to their brothers in the third world, they push them or they tempt them not to leave their Franciscan poverty. But as seculars, you must think first before be concerned about the people that is in Haiti, the people that is in Philippines or Pakistan. You must first think about your brothers that are in Haiti, your brothers, seculars, that are in Pakistan, and your brothers and sisters that are in Philippines. But don't go over and let them become rich as we are rich. This is another mistake that we can do. Then, if I see the life of poverty, I'm extremely happy because you put poverty first. That's good. I was surprised that the young lady that they were giving telling us about the FMS, the first thing that she said, at least pray for us. Even the other programs, I think, they require first prayer, then give, which is good. When there was an announcement of somebody who was dead, the first thing that this meeting did was, let us pray for him. And this is good, and this means that the local fraternity put prayer as the first priority. I can see devotion in your prayer, in your sermons, celebration. And they are very excellent. I can see that there is a problem of age. I mean.
Why do you look at me?
Because I suppose you will not tell me that. Anyway, there are lack of vocation, as the Minister National said. You must put new blood in. And I am sure to do that, the first thing that you must do, I think it is clear. Rogate ergo. Pray. Pray. And I think, and we hope, we pray that this can be solved, and this depends on how you live your own life. Prayer first, then the good example. Then the shortage of spiritual assistance, as I said, for me, seculars, it can be a solution, but the real solution is to have more vocations in the first Franciscan order and in the third order seculars. So this also will lead us to pray, because when Jesus talked about the shortage of workers, the first thing that we must do, said, then pray the Lord that may send more workers in his field. That is, I think, all the impression or all that I can say about the SFO in the United States.
Okay.